This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Michelle and June. I have two of them today. I figured that it would be appropriate because it's Healthy Monday, and we can all pounce on Rocco together. Yeah. I thought that would be fun.
Poor Rocco. So, he doesn't know what's
going on. Poor Rocco. Rocco is just fine.
Not sure if they can hear me because I can't hear you guys. Yeah, I can't hear anything.
And take your headphones off.
On my headphones. I can't hear you.
Both sides?
Yep.
We'll check your... Maybe it's this. You should have done that before we went live on the air, Michelle.
There you go.
But anyway, we are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it is Monday. And it's this week is actually, you know what today is, you guys?
What?
Today is our 100th show.
It is?
Nice. It is.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is our 100th nice. Show.
And we're a part of it. How about that?
That's right. It's kind of cool.
It is.
You know, it goes by a lot quicker when you're every day.
Yeah, true.
Versus once a week.
Once a week.
Took us
forever.
2 years to get to 100.
At least 2 years.
Isn't that funny when you think about it? Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. So what'd you guys do this weekend? June, what'd you do this weekend?
Not a whole lot. Yesterday I had my brother over and Nan, and I made a whole big Mexican meal, which was great. I must say so myself.
Mexican.
Yeah. I did my own rice, Mexican rice, and I did enchiladas, and I did some refried beans.
You made all that by yourself?
I did. And what else did I have? There was something else there.
Now, refried beans.
Oh, chili. I made a chili as well.
How do you do refried beans?
Take them out of the can.
But she did it herself.
I did do it myself.
I did ask that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you add a little something? Because if you at least add a little something, then you can say you did it yourself.
I just added love.
Yeah.
That's all.
And a spoon to get it out of the can.
Now I'm not even going to ask her how she made anything else because she probably didn't.
No, I did. I made the rest. The rest was all me. And Dennis, of course. He helps. He's my sous chef.
Yeah, right.
Her sous chef.
I don't remember what I did Saturday. Isn't that sad?
It is.
But Michelle can't remember either, so we're all in the same boat.
I know. She was hesitating, so
Saturday.
I moved on to June.
Well, Saturday night, we went out to dinner at Chen's. Hadn't been there in a long time, and it was excellent. It was excellent. I love my sushi.
And what did you do after that?
After that, I went to your house and sat around the fire with Crazy Sarah.
I know. Stinking Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Sarah from Ignite.
My friend Sarah.
Carol's friend Sarah.
Carol's my friend Sarah.
Let's put it this way. We cannot never put her and Andrea together
never.
In the same room.
Oh. Well, actually, we want them together, and we can kind of hide.
It would be kind of fun.
Just watching.
It would be. I can't even imagine.
No,
not
I
even
can't
funny.
Either.
Oh, no. They
both
talk
love
each
let's
other.
Just yeah out talk
I think that
love
they would
to talk
I love think it. They would for sure
so funny
I cute. Mean Sarah was like in between the two of us and Michelle and I could see each other and she's in the middle of it, and Michelle and I are like
she's making funny. Eyes right now
and then of course my husband the instigator kept finding things on line to show her that would make her go even crazier. Oh yeah,
yeah
it was
you know
awesome.
What?
He was having fun.
Was actually having a good time.
Oh yeah,
for
he's
a change.
An instigator. I know for a change. It's true. Well, you know, he's doing all right though. He could be worse given the hours that he works. So
yeah.
He's not as grumpy as he used to be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, today's food holiday is. They're weird, but it's National Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Really?
I was going to go to Grand State Candy and get some, but I figured it would be a good idea because Rocco was coming on.
Yeah, and Healthy Mondays. I don't think that quite fits in there.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
So well, almonds are good for you.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we had a healthy lunch today at Midtown. It was delicious.
It was
the
very, very good.
Yeah. I'm eating it now.
Southwest hummus wrap. And it had some black beans in it and corn and
avocado
and hummus.
Delicious.
On lettuce. Tomatoes, lettuce.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yep.
And it's also waffle iron day.
When's the last time you used your waffle iron?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't remember.
I know. Me neither.
Yeah. I never really used it. It was one of those useless gadgets, really.
Right.
I mean,
mine's in the closet.
You know, if you want to make waffles, just go to the stinking Red Arrow Diner.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, really say that.
You know,
yeah.
How these crazy things that you go buy and use them once, and then they just end up being useless gadgets.
That's right.
But just a little trivia on almonds, because you know they do this. They don't do it all the time, but I just kind of find it interesting. Whatever the food holiday is, they'll tell you how many people in the U.S. are listed under the white pages with that last name.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's funny.
So there's 5,639 people in the U.S. that are listed with the last name Almond.
Almond.
Mr. and Mrs. Almond.
Could be the Almond Brothers.
Yeah, there you go.
I just find
I love almonds,
funny
though.
For some reason. I do not
I
like
love
almonds.
Almonds. I don't like cashews.
Oh, my gosh. Who doesn't like
no,
I've never heard anybody.
But I love cashew chicken from Taipei, Tokyo. Has the best cashew
now,
chicken.
Now, see, that's something I would not eat.
Me neither.
Yeah, I love... Oh, it's delicious. It has whole cashews in it. It's the only time I'll eat a cashew.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, almonds, I'm not... Do you like almonds?
Not that, Mom.
Yeah. No, I love
they're
them.
Too hard.
I know.
I don't.
They are too hard.
That's what I like about them either. The best, how crunchy they are.
Oh, I put almonds in my enchiladas, though, yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Almonds, sliced almonds, chicken, olives, onions, and it's you make the enchilada sauce, and that goes in it with some cheese.
Did you just open a can for that?
Nope. No, I made that
just
one myself.
I'm curious.
Yeah, no. I made that myself.
Because you know what, really? Let's go back to the refried beans. I mean, refried beans, is it just kidney beans and you mush them up? I mean, what else is
what's
in there?
What's in it?
What is in it? I wonder.
I don't know.
I'm just kind of curious. No, you can't look it up down here. You're not going to get service.
Somebody call us and tell us what's in refried beans.
Yeah, 866-823-1077. We'd love to know how you make refried beans. It kind of sounds like kind of crazy, I guess, to me, I guess, a
Sylvia.
Little bit. Sylvia must know. Jeez, I'm crow. Sylvia, of course.
I need to ask Sylvia.
And you know what? Sylvia and John, usually Mondays, they're out with Sarah, so
and
maybe
they're listening. Call us, Sylvia.
That's so
866-823-1077,
That's
Sylvia.
Right. Now, my sister-in-law, Lori, is leaving Thursday. I cannot believe she's
crazy.
Leaving already Thursday. She's going to be gone for 6 weeks. We had her on last week, and it was, oh, my gosh, that was a really great segment.
It was awesome.
It was really, really good.
For someone who didn't want to come on, it was awesome.
I know. She was really good.
Yep.
But my sister-in-law, Lori, is going with her children, and they are doing the Camino Health Walk. It's she's starting in the southern part of France. And they are walking 500 miles over to Santiago, Spain.
Right, across Spain.
And they're walking for mental health. And
yes.
Her and Elliot leave here, and they're flying over to England to pick up Amelia. And then I'm not sure if they're meeting Lizzie in France. I think maybe that, or pick. I'm not sure. But,
And
then
awesome.
All four of them are going to, you know, have this, you know, journey together. And, you can go to her blog. She has a blog, and she, puts in. She's going to be putting in some blog posts on her
journey
and pictures. Mm-hmm. So you can go to CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and you can check out her journey. And she's so cute. She puts in. She has all her pictures right now. It's taken her 6 months to pack a backpack.
I know, that is so cute. Did you see what was in it? Oh.
I know.
We could never do that.
No.
I would have to send over a couple of suitcases ahead of me.
Yeah, but you got to walk with them.
Yeah. I know.
That's
I
the
know.
Thing. You know, you got to think about that.
We'd hire someone to walk behind us. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, Michelle? We just wouldn't be doing it. That's
no,
all.
I know. It's just, maybe someday we will. Maybe someday we'll join her.
Mm. Well, we could climb Mount Washington with her.
Yep. And I did something. I think it's amazing. I would love, I can't wait to hear how the whole thing was. I would love to try that someday. Do that someday.
Well, maybe we can shoot for next year. And
would be awesome.
You know?
Yep.
We should try doing a few little hikes here and
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
You know? We keep saying that, but we need to do it.
I know. I need to do it. We need to do it. For sure.
We do. So anyway. Well, we may as well take a break. Rocco is here. We may as well start our healthy Monday.
Might as well bring him
in. Let's pounce on Rocco.
Rocco.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. It is Healthy Monday. And just so you listeners know, Michelle and I both this morning were in Integrity Health this morning getting our stats. And stay tuned because you'll find out our results. And you can also check Integrity Health out at integrityfit.com. And Rocco will be right on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Mike today is June and Michelle, and it is Healthy Monday. You are listening to The Pulse, 107.7 FM. And I just want to put a little shout out to some of our sponsors, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub. They're located in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. They had a big fundraiser this week, this Saturday. I'm hoping that it all worked out for them because it was a nice day. You can find them on Facebook. Also, Grasshopper's Garden Supply, located over in New Boston. You can check them out at grasshoppersgardencenter.com. Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. Check them out, ribshack.net. New England Coffee, the official coffee for Food for Thought. Check them out at newenglandcoffee.com. So here we are. Healthy Monday, and Rocco is in the house.
I'm back. Rocco, I heard you miss me so much.
Back.
Well, says, Lori did a great job.
Lori was awesome.
Did
you hear it?
I did get to hear some of it, yes.
She was, she was like so nervous. Her and I were like texting back like 3 days before and then the morning of, and she was like freaking out. Really, she didn't even look nervous.
No, she didn't.
She had a little bit of the nervous laugh after she said a couple of things, because I know Lori, and but she did a great job.
Did great. Oh my gosh, it was.
I think she should take my place at least twice a month, right?
Mm. Well, sure. She probably almost did a little bit better than you.
That's actually, and I don't mind that. I'm always willing to go to the higher. The higher intelligence, right, Lori? Yeah, see, now you're on.
Oh, Lori's listening. I get it.
Oh, she's probably shaking like a leaf right now.
You're bad,
once was enough, right?
No, yeah. She did very well, and it was fun. You know, it's just fun to get a different perspective sometimes, you know? But you are the expert. You are
You are the guru.
That guides us all. And but no, we can definitely have Lori on. Lori was, I loved her.
Well, awesome. I appreciate the compliment, but I don't know if I'm an expert.
I study hard and try to know
as much as I can and realize that there's a lot that I don't know and I have to keep learning.
And the best part about you knowing what you do know is that you share it, and it's very important for you to share it. So
it is. It's one of the missions of my life.
It is.
I know our business statement is basically making the world a healthier place, and you can't do that by not empowering other people to understand what health and fitness and nutrition, that works together to give yourself a quality life.
And that is the key, how it all works together and understanding how it works together.
Yes.
Right.
That's a big
thing. And we're all in process. And
that's right.
Me as well. I still strive to learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because June, Michelle, and I are sitting in here all together with Rocco. And
does that mean three against one?
It is three against one.
No. We'll be good.
But,
don't worry.
You know, think of it, girls. You know, if you go back, well, I've been on this journey now 17 weeks, but, you know, and you guys just a little bit below me. So go back, 4 months. I mean, we were doing none of this stuff.
No. And to be honest, I would not ever give it up. I love going to Integrity. I love doing my workouts. I feel incredible.
But before that, even.
I felt like crap.
When I had started. But I don't think that you have never really joined a gym.
I've joined a few, the Y and a couple others in my lifetime. Never stuck with it.
Right.
Never wanted
same
to go.
Yeah.
Same here.
No, I've
gone
go.
Swimming, but not this long of a period. Yeah. So it makes a big difference.
And never mind 6 o'clock in the morning care. Really?
I know. When I told her I was going at six, she almost had a heart attack.
But I love it. Oh my God.
You get it done.
I get it done and I get up and I'm raring to go. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have more energy versus?
Absolutely.
You know, some people think, well, I have to get up early in the morning. I'm going to get tired
by the end of the day.
But it actually is absolute reverse of that because you get your metabolism all fired up in the morning. And you find that if you're eating correctly along with that exercise, that by 2, 3, 4 o'clock, you don't have that lull that most people are taking their 5 hour energy drink. They're busting right through that because
it's true.
Their bodies are healthier.
Yep. Right. My 3 o'clock, I used to die. My day was done. I had no more energy, but I do now and I keep on going. So
it's awesome.
Yeah. So it's you're looking at history right now.
Yeah. In the making.
No, but it's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, it really is. So I did do my my second 8 weeks. So what do you think that it showed, Rocco? Look at me.
Well, I know. I noticed coming down the stairs. So you're not the same person, Carol.
No.
No. You're not the same person at all. I'm actually quite proud of you.
Thank you. Because
it's a way of how you think now. And the rest comes along with that process. So whether you have, you know, highs and lows, ups and downs along the way, and you will, as long as you keep the mentality of thinking healthy, hence the name of this show, you will find that people who do all the right things most of the time reap the rewards of those actions. You know, we end every show, you know, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Well, obviously, you're making better choices now, and you're making educated choices because little by little, I hear you saying things that you didn't know in the first few weeks of this show that all of a sudden it finally clicked, and you know the difference between certain things that most people take for granted or they think that they know, but they really don't.
Right.
And it's just a learning process, and the more information that you have, the better you are at being able to handle that situation. You know, we're stuck in a climate or a situation where we're surrounded by, I mean, you guys talk about food 5 days a week that can be very devastating to some people if they don't know how to approach these foods or what is healthy, what's not healthy, what they can get away with, what they can't. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't eat everything that's out there. It just means that you have to be smart enough to understand when and how to eat these things.
Portion control.
Yes.
Moderation. And making the right choices.
Right. And mindset, wanting to do it. That's the biggest one. And I think more than the exercise part, for me personally, I'm getting better at my mindset when it comes to food. I feel that I'm getting better. And I had a little disappointment today, but it didn't affect me like it did 4 weeks ago. Because I went 8 weeks, had a major disappointment, and then I came back in 4 weeks. I've lost 7 pounds.
That's
overall,
great.
Lost 7 pounds. But I'm still losing some muscle, which I did increase my protein, and I know I have to increase more.
But you see, you're already making the statements.
Absolutely.
I know what
I have to do. I've done it more in those 4 weeks. I can't wait for the next 4 weeks because I know I'm going to do more. Right. It's a mindset. And you know what? It is. It's like somebody who's an alcoholic or a drug addict, it takes one day at a time to really get over that eating the way I ate for 58 years.
Yeah.
Really, for 58 years, how I ate and how I was taught to eat. And I don't blame my parents at all, but I was taught to eat a certain way, you know, and So I just wanted to throw that mindset is so important.
It is. And one of the other benefits that I see in all three of you is that as you start to lean down, you actually look younger.
Aw, thanks.
I feel younger.
Do you notice that at all?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I mean,
I've
big time,
it.
You know, because
I do.
I come in and see you guys once a week. So when I see what's happening, it's like, it's very.
You haven't seen me in a while.
Yeah, it's very rewarding for me to see that the changes, because when you look at yourself every day, it's not the same. You kind of get a little frustrated, like, oh, nothing's happening.
Right.
But somebody who doesn't see you in a while, that sees you at intervals, you know, over, you know, a week or two, always will say, like, wow, what happened? And I'm sure you guys hear that quite a bit.
Right.
Yep.
And the reason why is it is a very slow process, and there is so many calories, as we spoke about earlier, in 1 pound of fat, that to think that you can make that disappear in a week is it's physiologically impossible, right, unless you're losing water. Because if you want to lose fat weight without losing muscle, there's a certain amount of activity you have to do and a certain amount of caloric restriction or rearranging of your portions, so to speak, so that you can achieve that goal. And like we talked about, it's a learning process that once you get it, then you don't have to ever worry about it, because now you know. The nice part about that is I can hold you accountable. Because I can say, oh, you know better.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's about knowing. So Carol, tell me, what happened? And she, all of a sudden, she gave me this face. Come on, Carol. Mike's not here to defend me today. I'm all on my
You are, and you have the three of us here. Yeah. That's why I planned it this way.
I see how you work. Shaking in my boots.
Well, I am a little disappointed. I am. And although, you know, when I say that, I mean, because I think that I started off with a bang. I did. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went away from the bang, I guess. And, okay, this is what happened. I got on the scale. My original weight way back 17 weeks ago was 173. Mm-hmm. I weighed in, and my body fat was, body composition was 40.2. So when I weighed in after 8 weeks, I was at 173, did not lose any weight on the scale, but I went down to 36% body composition, which we talked about that.
Yes.
It doesn't matter on the scale, but you know, when that first happens, you kind of got to wrap your head around it. All things that we were learning, I'm good with that. I'm not a scale person. I never get on the scale other than at Integrity.
Yeah.
So today I went, and you had said that the scale's going to catch up with me. And I mean, I'm certainly feeling it. I mean, I'm down two sizes, you know, and Daryl's like, it's going to be fine tomorrow. Don't worry. Your clothes are falling off you. You look great. And people have been saying that to me, you know. And so I got on the scale, and I was exactly the same again.
At what weight?
173. What the hell?
It sounds to me that your calories going in are too high.
No.
Well, Carol, there's a law called the law of thermodynamics that says energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Okay, that is a law, which tells me that.
So I broke the law.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think Michelle would back me up on what I'm saying. You see, you'll convince yourself that you're eating perfectly, but you're
not.
No, but I'm saying sometimes your mind will justify.
I know what you mean.
If nobody knows, you know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Well, a lot of people do that with, you know, if nobody knows that I'm eating this, then it's probably not going to make any difference. But it does. And, you know, whether, you know, people sleepwalk and they get a little extra calories.
Oh, maybe that's what's happening. I really don't know that this is happening.
I think Daryl's feeding you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, or Daryl's, you know, put it, you know, a sugar IV into you.
No.
Fall asleep. But you have to be able to create that caloric restriction in order to be able to get to the size that you want to be. And if you didn't notice that much, you know, you're subjected to a lot of places where there's a lot of food a lot of times. So you have a lot of challenge there. And whether you think you are or you're not, see, that can't not happen without it getting in there somehow. It's impossible. So where that is, then you'll have to maybe take a diary for a week and say, ah, well, there it is.
Right.
But my gut feeling says that you probably do know, because your body will just say, well, I'm going to just have that one bite here or there. Your body will, if you're not slightly hungry when you go to bed at night, you're eating too much. That's all I can tell you. There's a slight, like, your body's asking for just a little bit more. And when you're at that state and you say no, that's when the weight really starts to come off. I know I've done it so many times. I've competed over 120 times in my life. I had to make weight so many times. I know what I did and what I didn't do.
Right.
And every single time, mathematically, it does work.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to carry a diary and just, you know, be you know, put everything that I eat.
Yeah. Do you weigh it?
Oh, yeah.
And you weigh every single thing.
She weighs out my chicken every single day.
Well, check her scale.
No, it's good. And my body composition stayed exactly the same. I didn't lose any muscle or gain any muscle. All the numbers were exactly the same.
Well, how could that be when you lost? You said you lost another size, right?
Oh, I did.
Okay, well, that mathematically can't be either. I like to remeasure that just for chuckles.
Well, I said I'm not going to wait 8 weeks. I'd like to go 4 weeks.
Oh, so you went 4 weeks?
No. Oh. This time I did. It was eight weeks. It was actually 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to take a look at that because
everything exactly
how many days
the
a week
same.
Are you working
three.
On?
Three.
You're working on 3 days a week. Yeah. Yeah, we should check it again because you got to remember also that machine that we use that has just like everything else a error of measurement in there that can sometimes be up to 2%, and that 2% could show up.
Yeah, 2% is huge.
It is, but
I never used to think 2%.
We have no other way of measuring other than that. Using these tools that have that error margin to them, and unfortunately if that happens or if you're slightly dehydrated, it may skew that data just slightly because you can't be smaller. Or
well, I definitely am, and people say that to me all the time, and I mean, I wore jeans yesterday, I look pretty damn hot in them. or so Daryl said.
but
I know they're jeans that I couldn't wear 17 weeks ago, for sure.
So you just have to stay on track, and in no matter what the scale says or what this says, as long as you feel like you're making progress,
right.
You're moving forward, not behind. If you would have said, "Oh, I gained a size and my weight went up," then I'd say, "Well, something's drastically wrong here."
Right.
All right, we need to take a break. It is Healthy Monday. Michelle and I are talking about our results today, and of course, they all make sense. As usual, Rocco makes sense.
A little bit.
A lot of it, really. You're listening to The Pulse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Michelle and June. While Mike is sailing away on the deep blue ocean, drinking Bloody Marys and having a great time. And just to remind our listeners, too, this week that we have no show due to the Red Sox on Wednesday. And Friday, there is no show due to the holiday. So I get a break this week.
I guess.
I know. And tomorrow joining me for co-host will be Chef Patrick. And then on Thursday, we have a big surprise. Yeah. Oh, boy. Listeners, get ready. I have Tracy is going to be my co-host that day, as well as Donna from Delaware.
She's going to be here
in studio. Very exciting.
Yeah.
So
she'll make this place rock.
OMG.
I'm coming just to watch.
I'm getting nervous. So they're arriving sometime late on Tuesday, and we'll be entertaining them for a few days. So anyway, let's continue our conversation with Rocco. We're in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. And listeners out there, I know you listen every week and you listen to us talking healthy and, Michelle, June, and I going to Integrity and, how much we love it and what we're learning and, really understanding the whys now, the whys and all the questions and how it all works together. And I actually understand the difference between reps and sets now. That's like crazy. And I grew up today because now I'm doing some free weights. I'm kind of excited.
Were you on the Simply Fit program?
I don't know what
you are. I know that's the next step.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Well, Donna was going to put me back on all the machines and I was just going to let her and not say anything, but I felt guilty. And I said, Rocco told me I needed to grow up. And she's like, what?
I go, grow up. I love it.
To do the weights or something. I go, what? And she goes, okay.
You've crawled for long enough. It's time to get up and walk a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have you running in no time at all. But anyways, to switch gears. I always like to leaving a little bit of information for people out there listening. Did you watch the that Glenn Campbell special last night on CNN?
I did not.
No.
It was.
How old is Glenn Campbell?
He
now?
Is 79 years old.
Wow. Is he 79?
Yes. And he announced that he was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and he's on his last tour. So that he's a very, very amazing individual. I watched a little bit last night, and, you know, he couldn't even complete a sentence sometimes, trying to, you know, talk to his wife about or answer a question. He would just totally, you know, stand there and not
blank
be able
out.
To blank out
oh
big time.
Gosh.
But you got him up on the stage, and he was fantastic. Mm. I mean, the even to this day, the way he plays guitar, and I'm a guitar player, I sat back and I said, this guy is phenomenal. And he could sing, and he remembered everything in his music. You take him off the stage, and he was very sad. It was like two different
that
people.
Is sad.
That is sad.
Very.
And there's a lot of people out there who are suffering from mm-hmm. this condition. You know, I have a close friend of mine whose dad has it. I just lost a friend about a month ago from it. My dad had it before he passed away at the age of 57.
That's young.
Yes, very young. So, you know, there's certain genes that people have that you can be tested to see whether you're at a high risk or not to have these particular genes. But all in all, it's, you know, it's taking care of you. We talk about so much about taking care of our bodies, and our brain is part of our body, and it's something that needs to have good nutrition. It needs to be treated just like every other part of our body.
That's right.
It's very special. It's the control center of everything that we do. So it's important that we exercise and to eat correctly to maintain good brain health. You know, so many times growing up, people say eat fish because it's good for your brain. Well, fish contains certain fatty acids. I don't know if we mentioned this earlier in the show, but our brains are actually 2/3 fat. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, so if anybody ever calls you a fathead, that's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Yay.
You say, damn right I am. So there's, you know, it's important to, you know, to take care of your brain. I pulled up some studies here. Basically, Alzheimer's is a deposition of a type of a plaque. It's called an amyloid beta. It's a plaque that we found through research that kind of makes the brain deteriorate. And we don't know the exact cause. They think it's from a particular gene called the APO, which is apolipoprotein, that is responsible for this amyloid to be building up inside the brain. And each one of us has a different type. It could be a 2, 3, or 4, but the 4 is the most dangerous, of the one that gives us the highest risk for getting it. So it's important that I think there's a DNA test that we can take to find out if we happen to have that particular gene and start being proactive about doing things for your brain ahead of time so that you don't run into this problem, or if you run into it a lot later on in life. They say everybody who lives long enough will probably get that type of dementia and Alzheimer's, but I've seen people that are over 100 years old that still are very cognitive about, you know, cognizant about everything that they do. So there's factors that help, you know, people, you know, be able to have a healthier brain. Some of the things that you can do is to avoid sugars. Mm-hmm. They also say that Alzheimer's is called diabetes of the brain because your insulin receptors in your brain don't act correctly anymore, and it helps, it aids in deteriorating the brain. So it's good to avoid sugars. Increasing your magnesium levels is also good to help your brain. Vitamin D levels, so whether you're going out getting sun exposure or you're doing some sort of a supplementation, helps.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have here? Keeping, you know, fasting insulin levels lower, which means, you know, obviously not eating sugars or grains, you know, flours and things of that nature. Increasing your vitamin B12 levels.
That's huge.
You know, getting a nutritious diet rich in folate. Again, omega-3 fatty acids. I suggest krill oils because they're a little bit better than taking the fish. The other fish oils may contain some sorts of mercury, which is detrimental to your brain, having those heavy metals in there. Eliminating mercury from your body, avoiding aluminum that you can find in antiperspirants, nonstick cookware, and sometimes in some vaccines, they'll put a mercury substance in there.
Really?
Yes, so you want to be very careful about that. Exercising regularly. Again, it says avoid flu vaccinations. Eating blueberries, challenge your mind
avoid
daily.
Avoid the flu vaccinations.
That's what this says, yeah. Because it
I
contains,
don't do the flu vaccine.
Because
either.
It contains this mercury substance in it.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge your mind, you know, exercise your mind, and avoiding statin drugs, things that lower your cholesterol, also create a problem for your brain. So those are some tips that, you know.
Those are all very good. Can I have this so I can send it to Amy and we can put it on to
Yes, you can.
And thank you.
It's important for all these things. But again, here's more education to help people to have a better quality of life.
That's right.
I know what the music playing that signifies that we're end for today.
Take it away.
Remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. So, Ronnie out there, remember, always choose healthy, my friend. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right, you're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.